Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Reece Palmer, were you ever a fan of the poncho? Have you ever owned a poncho in your life?
No, I'm not going to admit that.
Would you admit it? You're not going to admit if you had.
Honestly, I wasn't.
Sorry, that's a question without notice this morning. Well, apparently they're very warm and they're very functional.
Yeah, a bit hippie for me. Okay. I was more the surfy dude.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, you could get a surf poncho. That'd be very nice indeed.
Yeah, it might come back, hey?
It may come back. It's just my interim director of the Confucius Institute, Reece Palmer, at the University of Newcastle. Hard to believe that it has been 3 years down the track for China Week, and we keep saying every year, can it get any bigger and bigger and bigger? But it does, and you must be blown away with just how big it's getting and how many people are getting behind it.
Absolutely. 3 years on, and it just gets bigger and bigger, and we've got more each week. Well, for the week, this year it's bigger and better than last year.
Were you surprised? Because it came from fairly humble beginnings, and it was really a toe dipped in the water, and then
we actually started here on campus, and I really wanted to take it out to the city and the people, and we're very fortunate the City Council came on board and Hamilton Chamber of Commerce came on board and opened up Beaumont Street for us for the last day, which is the big street festival.
And it is cosmopolitan Hamilton, so it's the perfect place to have it. What do you think the intrigue is with China? We know that it's amazing history, and we've got no history really in Australia when we think about what we've
None
got.
Whatsoever. I mean, 200 years compared to 5,000 years of continuous history.
Yeah, and big walls and, and
look,
kites.
I think for us in Australia, I mean, there's always lots of news, good and bad, in the media about China, but, obviously our biggest trading partner, the whole pivot towards Asia for Australia. But I think in terms of the culture, it is a fascinating culture because it's so different to our Australian and Western culture.
I've never spoken to anyone who has gone to China, and as you said, there's always good and bad in every country. Australia, we're not immune to positive and negative publicity, but I've never spoken to anyone who's come back and they may have said, look, I like that place more than that place, and I wouldn't go back there, but I love that. But in awe, that's exactly how they come back.
Amazing country. It really is. I mean, from, the bright lights of Shanghai through to regional areas and just the natural beauty, it's an amazing country and amazing people too.
I suppose a lot's changed. Now, when you and I were at school in high school, you had two choices of language. It was either French or German, and there was not even a cooey of the opportunity to, study a language from China. That's all changed around. Do you have any idea of how many students and how many people are learning?
Well, obviously, we offer Chinese language and cultural classes at the Institute. I mean, we started 5 years ago and we're teaching here at the university in one location. By the beginning of next year, we'll be offering Chinese in six locations. So that includes here at the university, our campus on the Central Coast in Sydney, and three schools across Newcastle and the Central Coast as well. So that's thousands of students learning Chinese.
So I'm gathering it's popular.
Yeah.
All right. China Week, what are some of the highlights we can expect? It kickstarts this weekend.
Starts this weekend, Saturday the 17th. So we kick off in Gregson Park. So this is a first for us this year. We're kicking off in the park, Gregson Park, which is near Beaumont Street. We're going to run a night noodle market on the Saturday night, followed by an outdoor movie, family movie. So it's The Monkey King.
Nice.
So we'll do that outside on Saturday night. So that should be a good night. We'll dress up the park and good way to start China Week. And then during the week we run a contemporary Chinese film festival at Tower Cinema on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. We run a business forum for local business, really about how to engage with China from a business perspective.
The hunter must be hungering for this kind of information, mustn't it?
Yeah. I mean, our port is part owned by a Chinese company. The Knights have just been bought by a Chinese investor.
Oh, no, hang on, the Jets.
The Jets, sorry.
Be very, very careful.
Very, very careful. sorry, Laurie.
Yes,
so we've actually got Laurie McKinnon coming along as one of our guest speakers, and he'll do a case study about the Jets. And really what we're interested to know is, what's the benefit to the Jets? What are the benefits to the team? What's the benefits to Newcastle and the community? And where are the points where we can actually leverage from that as a city and a region?
So a bit of fun, a bit of culture, and a lot of entertainment wrapping up the weekend after next in Beaumont Street.
Yes, Beaumont Street. We close Beaumont Street on Sunday the 25th of September, like we have for the last two previous years. So we We closed Beaumont Street. Lots of fun, lots of food, lots of entertainment. The Confucius Institute there is front and centre, obviously, and we run workshops during the day. So we've got language workshops and different Chinese cultural.
There will be a little bit of food, I would imagine.
Lots of food.
Okay, lots of food.
Lots of entertainment.
And my favourite has to be the lion dance.
Well, this year, again, you know, each year we try and bring more and more to the region. This year, the lion troupe we've got coming, they actually do their performance on poles.
Really?
Yeah. This is the first time.
You're taking it to a new level, aren't you?
So this is the first time it's coming to Newcastle on poles up in the air.
Okay. Yeah,
so death-defying lions.
You make it hard for yourself every year. It gets bigger and bigger, but you're actually making it bigger and bigger. So.
And look, you know, the reason why we can put this together is really about our partners with the City Council and the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce. But another important aspect to this is our students here at the university. We work with the Australian China Youth Association, and they'll be there in force, about 100 Chinese students that will run different workshops and competitions for kids. They have chopstick competitions and dumpling making and all that sort of thing. So, you know, the Sunday in Hamilton in Beaumont Street
is... It's an event, isn't it?
It is, but it's also about acknowledging all those Chinese students that have chosen to come here and live and study in Newcastle.
They
could
have
gone anywhere. Yeah. Come and say good day. So they'll be in blue t-shirts with ambassador on the front of their shirts. So it's really their day. They're the ambassadors for China Week and the festival day in Beaumont.
And what a better way to get your questions answered. It's going to be an amazing China Week. Reese, thanks for popping in this morning.
Pleasure.
2NURFM 103.7.